Homelessness touches everyone. According to the 2020 census on homelessness in Boston, over 6,000 people found themselves without permanent shelter on a January evening. But housed and unhoused people in Boston alike have been working to change that.
The Winter Walk started sort of on a lark.
That's Paul English, the founder of Winter Walk.
The basic idea was to demystify homelessness and have people better understand that these are our brothers and sisters and just regular people in the community who, due to various types of hard luck, ended up on the street.
Since 2017, thousands gather each year on Copley Square for our annual walk through Boston's Back Bay. We march shoulder to shoulder, raising awareness and funds towards an end to homelessness in Greater Boston. Not only do we walk, we sing.
We can't waste a day, wish to slow down. You would have thought.
Share stories.
And how we help courageous moms is we provide a safe place to live. We provide opportunities to build skills and self-esteem.
92%. And make our voices heard.
That we don't have to keep walking anymore. How about that? That we can end this. That we can end homelessness.
Yeah, get a lot of people off the street. It helps.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for being.
This year marks the 5th annual Winter Walk. And we're doing things a bit differently. Hi, I'm Ari Barbanel, and this is Don't Walk By. In a typical year, we walk for 2 miles outside in February, the coldest month of the year, experiencing just a tiny fraction of what our homeless community might feel out on the streets. It sounds very heavy, and it is. But it's also a joyful, meaningful day where we celebrate coming together for this issue. This year, we can't join our voices together in a live event. So that's why we started Don't Walk By. To share these stories with you, to walk with or share together. Over the past few months, I've been interviewing members of our community.
Hi, my name is Kelly.
Hi, my name is Barbara.
Hello, my name is Ten.
Hi, I'm Bob.
To bring their stories directly to you.
We're here to talk about my experience with housing instability.
And I'm here to talk about my history.
I'm going to talk about the common cathedral.
And I'm here to talk about my story about how I became homeless and came out the other side.
You'll hear from elected officials.
How do we now, as decision makers and policy makers and those with our hands on the levers of power as a city, make better decisions?
And public health workers committed to change.
It really stems from this belief that every single human being is worthy of love and respect and care.
Housed and unhoused together, we can build a beautiful, loving community that will advocate for one another and who will strive and fight and work hard to end homelessness in Boston.
You'll also hear from people experiencing homelessness in our community.
Sabe, si you no have support, you no have nothing, sabe. You need to stop.
Punish people for that. So like, it's no different. One person being in the streets and us being homeless, the only difference is that we got a place to stay and they don't. So because...
And those who have been there in the past.
I used to get angry. Like, I can't believe like my teachers aren't noticing or like no one's saying anything. But looking back, I did everything I could to play the part of someone who had food every night and soap in the bathroom, and I'm happy to be sharing now.
My apartment because my work permit was expired, so I couldn't work. So that means I couldn't afford to pay my rent. So I left. The sense of insecurity that you get, you know, like, it's overwhelming. You feel so insecure. And I was out in front of a church for 2 days. That was my first, like, 2 days out in the street. And I was pretty new also in this country. And it was so scary, like, it was really, really scary, like. And then
life right now is pretty good. I've got security in terms of where I live, because part of the situation was increased amount of fear. Where am I going to stay? Am I going to have enough? Is this going to happen again? A fear that of recurrence, right? But the support that I've gotten has really helped me to feel stable, and now it's broadened out where I want to help others with that.
Homelessness is not a single experience. There's not just one story to tell. There are many. Don't Walk By is a glimpse into the reality of homelessness in Boston and how we're working to end it. Episode 1 will be available on January 29th. Tune in at winterwalkboston.org.